Suddenly, Mike's dad burst through the rickety screen door and onto the porch. Mike and I jumped to our feet, not out of respect, but because we were startled. "Ready, boys?" Mike's dad asked, as he pulled up a chair to sit down with us. We nodded our heads as we pulled our chairs away from the wall to sit in front of him. He was a big man, about 6 feet tall and 200 pounds. "Mike says that you want to learn how to make money. Is that correct, Robert?" I nodded my head quickly, but with a little intimidation. He had a lot of power behind his words and smile. "Okay, here's my offer. I'll teach you, but I won't do it classroom style. You work for me, and I'll teach you. You don't work for me, I don't teach you. I can teach you faster if you work, and I'm wasting my time if you just want to sit and listen like you do in school. That's my offer. Take it or leave it."
May I ask a question first?" I asked.
"Nope, take it or leave it. I've got too much work to do to waste my time. If you can't make up your mind decisively, then you'll never learn to make money anyway." "Take it," I said.
"Take it," said Mike.
"Good," said Mike's dad. "Mrs. Martin will be by in 10 minutes. After I'm through with her, you ride with her to my superette, and you can begin working. I'll pay you 10 cents an hour, and you will work for 3 hours every Saturday."
"But I have a softball game today," I said.
Mike's dad lowered his voice to a stern tone. "Take it or leave it," he said.
"I'll take it," I replied,
choosing to work and learn instead of playing softball. By 9 a.m. on a beautiful Saturday morning, Mike and I were working for Mrs. Martin. She was a kind and patient woman. She always said that Mike and I reminded her of her two sons who were grown and gone. Although kind, she believed in hard work, and she kept us working. She was a taskmaster. We spent 3 hours taking canned goods off the shelves and with a feather duster, brushing each can to get the dust off and then restacking them neatly. It was excruciatingly boring work. For 3 weeks, Mike and I reported to Mrs. Martin and worked our 3 hours. By noon, our work was over, and she dropped 3 little dimes in each of our hands. Now, even at the age of 9 in the mid-50s, 30 cents was not too exciting. Comic books cost 10 cents back then, so I usually spent my money on comic books and went home. By Wednesday of the 4th week, I was ready to quit. I had agreed to work only because I wanted to learn to make money from Mike's dad. And now I was a slave for 10 cents an hour. On top of that, I had not seen Mike's dad since that first Saturday. "I'm quitting," I told Mike at lunchtime. The school lunch was miserable. School was boring, and now I didn't even have my Saturdays to look forward to. But it was the 30 cents that really got to me. Mike smiled.